Welcome to the GAIN 2019 podcast series. GAIN is the premier government marketing conference for industry and government marketers to come together and grow, accelerate, innovate, and network. And at this year's conference, which is taking place on November 12th at the Fairview Park Marriott in Falls Church, Virginia, is focused on the customer journey and why driving authentic connections is now part of the new government marketing mix. And today we have the pleasure of speaking with Stephanie Geiger, Chief Operating Officer and co-founder at Government Marketing University, about GAIN 2019. And Stephanie, how are you doing today?
Hey, good, Matt. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. And it's great to hear your voice. And let's jump in, if you don't mind. Let's start at a high level and tell us about the customer journey theme for GAIN this year and why this is important.
Yeah, sure. So I think the one of the things that's so exciting this year is that it's the first time we've ever had a theme. You know, typically we just shape our agenda around a lot of the requests from our audience. And so we felt this year it was really important because, you know, as marketers, a lot of times we mostly just touch the leads we create through marketing campaigns. And then a lot of times we hand them off after we've nurtured them for the sales organization. So I think, you know, we really felt that the customer journey was a powerful theme for this year because marketing should really be interacting with our customers at every stage of the customer journey and through multiple channels, you know, online, offline, social media. And because of the fact that customers are just so much more empowered now, if you think about your own, you know, personal journeys through either, you know, Amazon marketplace, or if you're ordering some, you know, other aspects for your personal life, you just expect a lot more. And so we're seeing a lot of that through, you know, the government customer as well. And so we really want to enable our government marketers to understand how they can better develop a customer journey map for their organization and then use it as a really powerful tool so that they can be engaged with their customers at all stages. And so that's really why we felt like it was really important this year to kind of bring it to the forefront and make sure that we're enabling our marketers to really create a customer journey map that they can use throughout the year and be more empowered to touch those customers at every phase.
That's awesome. And one of the things I think is really neat about this too, and I'm sure you thought about this as well, is that you can map the customer journey during their entire procurement process. Do you know what I mean? So you can tie both together, which is a phenomenal, I think in many ways, the secret sauce across the board. And I know that's going to be a part of some of the discussions there. And speaking about some of the discussions, tell us about some of the speakers, presentations, and other events happening at GAIN 2019.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We have such an amazing lineup of speakers and presenters. I mean, first of all, what a female powerhouse lineup we have up for the bulk of our speakers up there. So we've got Martha Doris, who's former director at GSA, and she's really a customer experience expert, and she's going to be sharing all of the insights into that government-to-government and industry-to-government customer segment marketing. And then we also have Tracy Moon, who I know was also on one of your podcasts, you know, earlier this month, who's the CMO at Veriden, who's going to be going into a real deep dive into the different steps of the customer journey and when and where marketing should be taking action. You know, and then we've also got Kimberly Hancher, who's former EEOC, who's going to be talking about, you know, all sorts of cool terms like sweep-ups and, you know, the different stages of the government's fiscal year and, you know, where and when government marketers can make impact. And then not only that, which is amazing, but then we also give the attendees an opportunity to hear from their peers. So every year we've brought together these pop-up case studies, which are anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, but it's really a marketer going into a personal, you know, marketing campaign where they're highlighting the different ROIs associated with the campaign, the different insights that they were able to gather from their government marketing community and the government marketing customers that they were targeting. And so we're really excited to pull all of these experts together from our community and have them share their knowledge because, you know, year over year, we really try to make sure that there are some powerhouses up there. And I'm super excited about the folks that we were able to get onto our agenda roster this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And in many ways, your answer dovetails perfectly into my next question, which is the evolution of GAIN. You know, since I've certainly been attending with my partner in crime, Mr. Chris Parentes, from day one, and we've certainly seen it evolve over the past 4 years. So I don't know, in your opinion, tell us how you continually make the conference better each year.
Yeah, well, we're happy to hear that you continue to see that improvement, and we're so grateful for your longtime support of the conference and our community. And I think one of the big things that we really take seriously is every year we do attendee surveys and we really take that data and we use it to shape, you know, our conference every year. So we're really trying to listen to our community about what they want to learn about, what they want to hear about, not only from topics, but also to formats. So you'll see, you know, we brought back our roundtables this year. That was something that was super popular the early days of our GAIN conferences. And so we've also really tried to ensure that we have more networking breaks because that was a really big, you know, value that we heard from our attendees in the past. And so we're trying to really ensure that we're developing the topics and the format that our community really wants to learn and to participate in. And so I think you'll find that Luann and I really strive to have both a mix of not only, you know, forward-looking content, but as well as educational training that we feel is going to be, you know, enabling to government marketers at every stage in their career. And so in 2020 and going forward, we're looking to not only have, you know, our survey data, but also to welcome participants in a GAIN advisory committee so that every year we're really ensuring that we're pulling from, you know, all different levels of marketers and that their voices are being heard as we continue to shape our conference.
That's awesome. Awesome. Let's shift real quick and tell us about the benefit of GAIN for sponsors.
Sure. I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. It's 200 plus budget holding decision makers in one room. So, I mean, you're typically having to go out on sales calls, you're, you know, doing lunch with people to try to ensure that you're reaching them and talking to them about your offerings. But we pull all of those folks into one room, and all of them are in the midst of developing out their 2020 marketing plan. So we're really providing our sponsors an opportunity to, you know, showcase their impactful tactics that are helping government marketers to move the needle. And that platform is GAIN. And so as marketers, you know, personally, we get bored for doing the same things over and over again. And so I think we're really trying to bring sponsors to the table that create a unique mix of offerings that allow our government marketing community to create diversified marketing plans. And so we see GAIN as that great foundation for sponsors to come in and either further develop existing customer relationships or develop net new relationships. And year over year, we hear from our sponsors that, you know, they've saved time in the sense of, you know, being able to meet people all in one room, in addition to they always find great conversations that lead to sales opportunities for them. So we look forward to creating that again at GAIN 2019. And if people aren't already sponsors, there's still opportunity to do that. And we would welcome you to call either Luann or myself or email us, reach out and to learn more about getting engaged with our community.
Outstanding. That's awesome. And Stephanie, from a personal perspective, what are you most looking forward to about at the event?
I love meeting new faces. And I think that because our community is such a niche community, the fact that we're creating an environment where we're really connecting a nationwide group of marketers, and it's just so cool and so amazing to me. And so I just love meeting the new faces. I see a lot of new companies registered this year, and I'm excited to get to know their government marketing leads and really just kind of, you know, understand one, how did they find out about us and what kind of pain points are they facing in their, you know, government marketing journey, and how can we enable that through what we're doing through Government Marketing University. So I just can't wait to meet new people. I know that sounds a little cheesy, but it really is one of the main reasons why we started GMRQ, and I'm excited to create, you know, more networking opportunities and to get to know our attendees.
Yeah, that's awesome. I agree. I think that's the one part that I love so much too, is the networking and seeing familiar faces and making new friends. And it's certainly the venue for that. It's really awesome. And so Stephanie, here's the last question. Parting shot. Any last words about why people should attend? All that good stuff.
I mean, why not, right? What else are you doing on November 12th? I think you need to be there. It is definitely the only place that brings together government marketers. I mean, it's really the only place to get education at this type of level where we're bringing together all the various thought leaders within our community into one space. And so it's a great use of continuing education dollars. It's a great use of, you know, your opportunity to, you know, network and get to know other folks if you're looking to, you know, make a pivot in your career. There's definitely lots of great people and great peers that are in one room that you can, you know, help to professional network. So I think it's a great opportunity for all to come together and to have a great day and have a little fun. So I'm excited and hope to see some new folks, you know, sign up and to be there on November 12th.
That's awesome. What a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive GAIN 2019 podcast interview with Stephanie Geiger, Chief Operating Officer and co-founder at Government Marketing University. She was kind enough to share her insights about GAIN overall, about the key theme this year, about the customer journey. And again, the event is taking place on November 12th at the Fairview Park Marriott in Falls Church. Please don't miss out. And we look forward to seeing everybody there. And Stephanie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. We look forward to seeing you.